guest at the cafe this morning is Dan Samprini with Morris Recreation Center at A&M Commerce. Dan, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Great. What's your title with the rec center again?
So I'm the coordinator of fitness and well-being.
Okay, so it's very appropriate that we be talking with Dan because there's an event, ongoing event taking place at the rec center called Fit-tober. Right, Dan? It takes place throughout the month of October?
Mm-hmm, that is correct.
Tell us a little bit about this. Is a thing where teams are organized and they are competing in fitness activities, right?
Mm-hmm. So that's correct. So this is our second annual Fit-tober. So essentially what the Fit-tober challenge is, it's a competition with a team-based approach. So teams of four compete to log their physical activity in minutes against the other teams to win prizes all throughout October.
Mm-hmm. Still time for people to register for this?
That is correct. So registration ends on October 5th.
Okay, so that would be Monday, I think.
That would be Monday, that's correct.
I think I've got that in my head. So can be any kind of fitness activities, or what kind of activities do they engage in?
So any type of physical activity you can track, that could be walking, jogging, taking your dog for a walk, strength training, group fitness, practices or games, rock climbing, anything that really gets you active. The main point of this physical activity challenge is to promote health and physical activity on this campus.
Mm-hmm. And who wins?
So first, second, and third all get prizes. And So each member of those team do get a prize. And so whoever tracks the most physical activity throughout the month of October wins.
And is that measured in number of minutes, or what's the
measurement? So that's going to be measured in physical activity in minutes.
I see. So this is, I guess, for people of all fitness levels?
That is correct. Yeah, so this is open to anyone on campus, from faculty and staff to students, and any MRC members as well.
Mm-hmm. It could be kind of like, I guess, a golf scramble where you have golfers of all talent levels.
Yes, that is
participating.
Correct.
I guess it might work out like that. Mm-hmm. What would you say of people participating in this are the most popular fitness activities?
You know, we see a lot of different variations throughout everyone with physical activity, but I'd say the most common are just some cardiovascular or some recreational sports and recreational lifting. I'd say those are the biggest.
Mm-hmm. Recreational lifting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, coming in, scheduling intentional weightlifting time to just grab a workout.
I see. Good. We're talking with Dan Samprini, and Dan is Director of Fitness and Wellness at the Morris Recreation Center at A&M Commerce. Now, you all, I understand, had 200 or so people participating in this last year?
So I believe we were close to about 200 people.
And hoping for more this year?
Yeah, definitely. I'm definitely hoping, you know, because of the modifications we had made to the program, that you do not have to do physical activity at the Morris Recreation Center. You can do it anywhere. And so you can track that physical activity on the Google form that we send you.
I see. So you don't have to be in the rec center or connected to the rec center directly to to do it. Yeah. Yeah. So if you had 200 teams or 200 people or thereabouts, you had probably 25 or so teams competing last year.
Yeah, I think there was about maybe over 25 teams,
yeah.
I believe.
Yeah, well, that would make sense. Are you all doing anything having to do with nutrition as a part of this, or is that a totally separate?
So it's totally separate.
Yeah.
So the actual Fit-tober in general isn't just the Fit-tober challenge. So we also have different special events throughout the month and workshops, educational workshops as well.
I see. What are you, in general, are you seeing, and of course this all has to do with the coronavirus situation, but are you seeing in general that people are a little bit more fitness conscious, or have we backslid a little bit on that in recent times?
So we definitely have seen a lot more virtual fitness during this time. Yeah. I would say I would say that most of the time our participation is a little bit lower, and that's, you know, kind of was expected, people not feeling as comfortable coming back to the gym right away. But our numbers have still been consistent throughout for our group fitness classes, personal training is picking up, and then daily activity coming in and out of the MRC.
So you're seeing, I would think, not as many visitors on a daily basis as you were, say, this time last year, but it's coming back. Steadily.
I definitely agree with that.
So again, Monday then would be the deadline to register for this the Fit-tober competition that's taking place at the Morris Rec Center. And you point out that you can be a member of the rec center without being a student or faculty or staff member.
If you have a community membership, then yes, you can partake in this challenge if you are a member of the MRC.
All right, good. All right, Dan, so we'll send people your way, and they can contact you, I guess, by phone or walk-in or via email, whatever.
So they can actually go right to our website, to the campus recreation page, and under the fitness tab is a Fit-tober tab, and everything you need to know is on that page, how to register, and all the guidelines.
Okay, very good. All right, Dan, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us over the telephone line again.
No problem, John. Thank you for having me.
Dan Semprini with the Morris Rec Center at A&M Commerce. You're starting today with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.